Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
High noon here on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Monday on WEEI. Welcome back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. A lot of talk about the Pats. Their loss yesterday in Arizona. What's remaining over the final three games? We'll continue to get into that. And we're joined every Monday by our next guest, Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Christian Gonzalez, how are we doing this week?
Good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. A lot of love on the TV broadcast for you yesterday. Your individual play specifically matched up on Marvin Harrison Jr. How do you think the year for you has gone to this point individually?
I mean, it ain't really what I'm focused on. I mean, I just want to win. The individual stuff that can take place later.
Are you surprised they even test you anymore? I mean, all due respect to everybody else, but if I'm Kyler Murray, maybe I look another way.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's football. You know, they're gonna get the ball thrown at you if you're a corner. That's what you want. You know, you want them to throw the ball your way. So, no, not surprised at all.
The breakups in the end zone on Harrison Jr., we saw it a couple of different times. How much of that is instinct? How much of that is coaching points?
It's a lot of both. I mean, it's just we have the coaching points, and then a lot of it is also just, you know, knowing what part of the route you're in. And you can look back if you can't look back. So, I mean, it kind of just all goes into it.
Yeah, we heard that there were no team meetings today, that they were canceled. Did that come as a surprise to you?
I mean, I know what we're going in.
So are you...
Oh, you are going in.
Are you not at the facility yet?
I'm not in there yet.
Okay. So I think some of the media availability was canceled today. You guys will be there, but it sounds like not a team meeting, at least from some of the reporting. But you still will be at the facility and doing your normal day.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay. When it comes to some speculation about the future of your head coach, Jerod Mayo, there's been a lot of speculation about his job security. That would include on this show. What do you think of that speculation?
I mean, I don't think there's nothing. I mean, I know everybody in the locker room is riding with Mayo. I'm riding with Mayo, so that's my word on it.
Have you had a chance to watch any of the Buffalo Bills yet this year? Usually you guys face them a lot earlier than week 16. That'll be your first time facing them this year, but they just scored almost 50 points yesterday and have been having one of the best offenses. Are you looking forward to the challenge that you'll have next week?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, Josh Allen is a game changer, so we're excited for a defense. We're excited for the opportunity.
Okay, that'll be next week for the Patriots following their fourth straight loss against the Cardinals. You ready for man-to-man-to-man coverage there, Gonzo?
Yeah.
It's man-to-man coverage. Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
All right, first question today, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Would you rather go to outer space or the bottom of the ocean?
I don't know. I don't like either space or ocean. So, probably the ocean.
Ocean, nice. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone 2.
Oh.
Boston, New York. More likely to exist, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster?
Probably Bigfoot.
Probably. A lot of drone news over the last week or so. A couple of arrests at Logan Airport today. Who's controlling the drones?
Wait, what?
Who's controlling the drones? There's a lot of drone sightings, giant drones, two arrests at Logan for flying too close earlier today. Lots of them spotted in New Jersey, all across the country. Who do you think is controlling the drones?
I don't know. I haven't even heard about that.
Did you pass your driver's test on the first try?
Yes.
Who asked better questions, Jones or Keefe? Jones or Keefe? Did we lose him? Is he still there? Christian, you there?
Probably equal. I don't know.
Equal. Okay.
Besides football, what sport are you the best at?
Basketball or track?
Basketball or track. Would you rather lounge by the pool or the beach?
Pool.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Either Spider-Man or Hawkeye.
Mm. All right, there you go. Another successful edition of Man to Man to Man.
Not Craven the, what's his name?
Craven the Hunter.
Not
Craven.
No, it
didn't
the
do
Hunter.
Well at the box.
Okay, not so well. Christian Gonzalez, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, Christian Gonzalez, brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Patriots.
Didn't want to choose a favorite between us.
No. You know what? I think we gave him too much leeway there. There were a lot of this or that.
Follow-ups.
It was you guys are equals.
Yep. Not worried about the drones or even aware of the drones.
Not even on his radar.
Literally.
Yeah, that's true.
Just not even paying attention to the drones, which is fine.
He gave us two superheroes.
Yeah. Spider-Man or Hawkeye.
He does definitely think Bigfoot is more likely.
Yeah. I mean,
they're both monster.
They're both real, but I would say Bigfoot also more likely.
I guess we've seen both.
Didn't they drain the Lake Loch Ness? I think they drained it, and they were like, there's nothing here.
I don't.
And they put all the water back?
I don't.
Yeah, I think somebody drank it, and then they're like, there's nothing in here. I'm like, he could be hiding. He probably took a little break somewhere.
Do you think he, because I agree with this in the Twitch chat.
Yeah.
Do you think he was being nice by not answering, or do you think he just legitimately didn't know who Jones and Keith?
Well, he took 19 seconds to think about it.
He doesn't know either who we are, which is fine.
Yeah, no, that's expected.
But then I think he was like, is this a trick question or something? So then he was like, I'm not even going to say anything. I'll just say nothing.
I should have just...
I'll be asked a question on the radio and say nothing.
I should have just forced him to answer. You got to pick one, Christian.
Pick a guy. He's like, oh, it's just, you're both so great.
He did say they're on their way in, so I was mistaken in assuming Hunter Henry was leaving the facility. They're on their way in.
So there's no media availability, I guess?
Well, and maybe they're getting treatment or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Lift,
rub treatment,
down.
That sort of thing.
Gotcha.
Either that or he just let the cat out of the bag that they are meeting.
How about,
and they're telling the media they're not and they're canceling availability.
Weird. How about this? His favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone 2.
So he
likes the crazy crow lady or pigeon lady instead of the neighbor with the shovel?
Yeah.
That's crazy. The first one's so much better than the second one.
Okay, now this is an ongoing debate in the Jones household to the point...
Bandits greater than Sticky Bandits.
Christmas movie was a listener submission. So I think it was Natalia on Twitter submitted that question. My wife said, ask him Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2. She legitimately said, ask him that.
Does she like 2 better?
She prefers 2.
2's good.
Yeah, they're both
But
great.
Like 1?
One's
an all-timer. One's one of the greatest movies ever made.
1 is my favorite Christmas movie.
There you go.
And I like Home Alone 2 a lot.
1 is good year-round.
Yeah.
1 you could watch anytime.
Okay, so that is my favorite Christmas movie, but
he's not even home alone. He's literally just in New York.
That's why he's lost in New York.
He's lost in New York.
He's at the Ritz.
But the beauty of being home alone is like you can booby trap your own house. Now he's booby trapping like this other building.
Yeah, his uncle's house.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It's Uncle Rob. Uncle Rob comes up a lot in these movies.
Yeah.
And you'd never see him.
No, you'd never see him.
President-elect Trump is in Home Alone 2.
Yes, he is.
He has a good cameo in that.
Made a good. He pointed a.
Not just the ultimate jock.
Kevin
Dunn. Not just the ultimate jock.
Not just the ultimate jock.
Not just the ultimate politician. Also appeared in films such as Home Alone 2.
I said to Kat, I go, he's too young. He probably doesn't even know Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2.
He loves Stand By Me.
Good point.
He is a mystery wrapped up in an enigma.
Mistake by me.
So he loves Home Alone 2 and he loves Stand By Me. He's a kid at heart.
Yeah, he is.
He practically is a kid. Was he 24?
Is there a better sequel than Home Alone 2? There probably is.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's true.
Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
A lot of sequels are really good.
A lot of sequels are actually better than...
How about comedy? How about
comedy sequel?
Comedies,
whoa, that is tough.
Yeah.
That is a tough one to crack. I would say...
comedies. So like American Pie 2 compares well with American Pie 1.
It does compare well. I would say 1's better.
1's better. Yeah,
1's better, but like 2 is like everybody's worried, oh, you make a comedy sequel, it's garbage. But
yeah. No, it's not true. 22 Jump Street is pretty good.
Not better than 21, but it's good.
Daddy's Home 1, Daddy's Home 2.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor, watch them both.
I would argue.
I would need to watch both, yes.
Next Friday is funnier than Friday, but it's not as good of a movie.
Okay.
Friday 1's a classic, but Next Friday with Mike Epps, funnier.
Okay. Wow. Good stuff there from Gonzo.
Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls. Very funny. Not as good as the original, but very funny.
I might prefer Ace. Yeah. I might prefer When Nature Calls.
Really?
I might.
You like all the animals and stuff?
Yeah. He crawls out of the rhino.
Yeah, he did.
He's got the slinky at the...
He does love a slinky.
At the, what do you
classic
call it?
Arrows in the leg.
Arrows in the leg.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Wachuchu tribe were biters. Yeah, I get it. It's funny. It's very good.
Some of that may not have aged well.
No, yeah, probably most of it. Probably not most of it. Any, like, if you think the 90s comedies age poorly, check out some 80s comedies. Check out Looney Tunes. Stuff they were doing.
It's true. So that was Christian Gonzalez earlier today. So the Patriots have canceled their meeting. Reportedly, I'm not sure if Gonzo just refuted that or not. I think there is a middle point where the team meeting's canceled, but they're getting treatment or doing a lift or whatever. So what's going on down there? Are firings in the offing? I would blame nobody because, again, after the game, which was exceptionally disappointing, just embarrassing, exceptionally disappointing, there's something about that game being at 4:25 that made it worse to me. Like, it was later in the day. I had to wait for it. Then I watched it. They had their opening drive. They're moving the football. There's a holding penalty. They missed the kick. Nothing changed. It's coming off a bye week, and it's all gross. So you get the bad play on the field, and then after the game you get Mayo. Can I hear this again?
Oh,
throwing
my God.
Throwing Van Pelt under the bus.
Two-hand shove.
This is after Jonathan and Robert are caught on the broadcast complaining about the offensive play call.
Jonathan's taking notes.
Jonathan has his notes.
Notes.
And the two of them are just ripping the play calling.
Yeah.
This is what Mayo says after the game.
You consider running Drake in that situation, that it's a short yard situation, you know, he can run.
You said it, I didn't.
I did say that. Would you say that?
That should have been the follow-up.
It's more Joe Pesci. There's a lot of Joe Pesci mentions going on.
Have been the follow-up.
But so... I just think that's so embarrassing to come out and throw Van Pelt under the bus like that. Would anybody be shocked if he's fired today? I almost expect it.
The thing with Mayo is, and we've talked about this as the season's gone on, about their conservative play calling and how much of that is Van Pelt, how much of that is Mayo. When we talked to Van Pelt on Friday, he straight up said, I do what the head coach says. So we read between the lines, and you're like, all right, if he wants to bleed clock, maybe Van Pelt would chuck it deep on certain plays. But his conservative coach wants him to run, punt, or run, pass, sack, punt. Like that, how many times have they had a sequence like that? So then Mayo kind of goes the other way. But this one is so much more damning. It wasn't a one play. It was third and short, stuffed, fourth and short, stuffed. Mm-hmm. So if you hated the third down call, Gerard Mayo, in real time, if you actually hated it then, you could have ran up to Mayo or Van Pelt and told him, hey, why don't you give it to May here? Let May do something here.
You could have called timeout.
You could have called timeout, or you could have just said, hey, run the play with May, or run whatever. Like, he might not even know all the specific plays, but he could say, like, get the ball in this guy's hand, or do, like, a run-pass option, or a QB sneak. It's very easy to say. And then Van Pelt will dial it up because, like he said, he'll do what the coach says. So Mayo had to stand there on the sideline and watch that play get stuffed twice in a row, and then he's like, hey, you guys said it, not me. He's like, no, you are the head coach. You are in control of that.
You said it.
And it's different than, you know, in the off season, if Elliott Wolf makes a trade or signs a player or whatever, that's kind of apples to oranges. This is game day. You're the head coach. You can override a play call because you've told us all the time. It stops with you, right? It stops with me. It's me. Well, until it's not and it backfires. So, yeah, that's just pathetic.
If you missed it today, Nick, can we also cue up his explanation this morning? It was at the tail end of a recap on the game and you know, sort of a long intro. Here's how he explained it away this morning.
You know, I know there's a lot of chatter about, you know, the question last night. You know, you said that. I didn't mean anything by that.
No.
It was more of a defensive response. And ultimately, and I tried to clarify that with the follow-up question, because ultimately all of those decisions are mine. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Okay, good job just getting
that
out there.
What a relief. I'm sure Van Pelt feels great about it.
In the meantime, Van Pelt's probably fired.
But Conspiracy on the text line?
Oh, yeah.
that practice is canceled or meetings are canceled, but the team's on the way into the facility to be told news.
Something like that.
Yeah, it could be.
Like, if we had to guess why they canceled meetings, they're firing Van Pelt.
It's what it feels like.
And I'm with you. I don't think that's the right call.
I think that'd be a mistake.
Van Pelt does not need to be back next year. I don't think he's done such a good job that he's back with Drake May next year, but I'd have him finish the season.
Well, I would have him finish the season. Somebody pointed out the Twitch
line. He's arguably been the best at his job.
He might be your best coach.
Period. Yes.
That's it.
He might be your best coach, and you're firing him?
But I think what's even worse about firing him now, right after Mayo said what he said. Now, they haven't fired him, just if you're tuning in right this second. They haven't fired him. But if they do, you're backing Jerod Mayo, yep. And you're backing what Jerod Mayo said specifically about him. And like you're like, yeah, I should have a better play caller. It's like, well, Mayo didn't even hire Van Pelt. You know, that's another whole thing.
If I'm Van Pelt and they fire me, and like who knows what's written in his contract or severance or anything like that, so like maybe he can't. I go scorched earth on this trash organization.
Yeah.
And I go scorched earth on this trash head coach. If I get fired,
yeah.
And I'm doing my job, you know, I'm disappointed in some of the passive play calls and the cautious play calls.
No doubt, but how much of that is him?
Okay, but he's far from the worst coach on this team. I would go scorched earth on this place.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll do that, but it would make no sense to do it right now. Like you said, off season, maybe take a look at everything. Also, what does that say to the next guy? So it was already impossible to replace Bill O'Brien last year. You had to interview 12, 13 different people. Most of them didn't want it. And then you've eventually landed on Alex Van Pelt. If you fire him 13 or 14 games into the season, what is that interview process like? Like, hey, real quick, what happened to the last five guys? I want to be prepared.
Yeah.
Is this deal for more than 1 year? Like that would not be you've taken already a very non-attractive job outside of Drake May. I think guys would want to coach Drake May. But the offensive line's trash. The receivers are trash. The head coach has no confidence in you, and everybody else has been fired after 1 year.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No, you said it earlier. It'd be great to work with Drake May, but then you got to work for this guy. You got to work for Jerod Mayo.
That's tough.
So I don't know who's taking that gig. Mm-hmm. Bob is on the Cape. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Gonzo back on the line.
I was reading articles about how Detroit fans are livid about the season ticket prices going up as high as they are now. Now,
okay.
I'm curious if the Patriots season tickets have lowered.
I bet they haven't. I haven't looked it up, but this is what they usually do.
Have they sent that out yet?
When teams are bad, they'll do a big press release to say that they aren't going up. Like, they should get a round of applause for that. That's a classic Red Sox tactic.
Right.
Like, hey, guys.
We're not raising them.
They're not going up. Like, whoa, they love the fans. And then what you'll do is...
is raise beer prices.
Like, Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, they'll be, like, 2% raised.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be, like, a little store that says, like, they've increased them by 2%. So I didn't read the Lions thing that he's talking about. But I'm guessing the Patriots, they won't lower them. I don't think anybody lowers anything anymore.
No.
But they might freeze them.
You seen the price of eggs? Nothing's going down.
I go to the grocery store thinking I'm going to spend $100. $250, I'm out.
Oof.
$400.
A lot of mouths to feed in that Keefe household.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, hungry little ladies.
Look,
it's mostly Keefe.
Yeah, man.
I just eat whatever they don't eat.
Maybe the justification will be they actually spend in free agency to raise prices. I don't know if they've sent that out yet to season ticket holders, but yeah. Whatever it is, the product is too expensive down there for what you've had to put up with the last 2 years.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Let's get back into Mayo and his job security. A lot of reports yesterday morning. Diana Rossini, Josina Anderson, Mayo will be back. He's safe, blah, blah, blah. Albert Breer, not so sure. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Patriots have now dropped 4 in a row after yesterday's 30-17 loss to the Cardinals in Arizona. The Pats are now 3-11 with 3 games remaining. Next Sunday, the Patriots will be in Buffalo to play the Bills. Week 15 in the NFL will wrap up with a Monday Night Football doubleheader. At 8 o'clock, it's the Chicago Bears against the Minnesota Vikings. You can hear the call of that game right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 7:30. And the Las Vegas Raiders host the Atlanta Falcons. That game kicks off at 8:30. Back-to-back wins for the Celtics after last night's 112-98 victory over the Wizards in Washington. Jason Tatum had a game-high 28 points and led the Seas with 12 assists. Kristaps Porzingis is listed as day-to-day after leaving yesterday's game with a heel injury. The Seas are now off until Thursday when they host the Chicago Bulls. And the Bruins got the 5-1 win over the Canucks in Vancouver on Saturday. The Bees' West Coast road trip continues tomorrow night in Calgary against the Flames. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.